Now, after a surprisingly competitive 2017, the Milwaukee Brewers again find themselves in a push for the playoffs with about 2 months to go in the season. In an effort to strengthen their roster for the home stretch, the team made several moves ahead of the July 31st non-waiver trade deadline. Tom Hodricourt is the Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I talked to him yesterday before the Brewers 21-5 loss last night in Los Angeles. Tom, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. How are you today?
Pretty good. Well, before we dive into the trades, let's set the scene. The Brewers, they're in a tight race, right, for first place right now.
They are. They've been going back and forth, jockeying with the Cubs. You know, those two teams have been 1-2 or 2-1 on any given day this year. And, you know, it's kind of what we expect it to be for the rest of the season. We're 2 months in now. I don't see either of those teams separating themselves from the other. I could be wrong. And, you know, the Pirates are acting a little frisky, too, making trades and trying to hang in there. And St. Louis, you know, still technically in there, too. And even the Reds are playing way better than they were earlier in the season. So it's going to be a very interesting Central Division these last 2 months because the teams will be playing each other a lot as well.
Coming into the trade deadline, are there different philosophies based on where you are? Like, if your team is terrible, you're trading for next year or the year after. If you've got a shot this year, you are trying to get all the pieces you can for the home stretch.
And that's more or less how it works. It also, contracts have a lot to do with it. If you're a team that's not doing well and you have players who are going to be free agents after the season and you'll probably lose them to free agency, it's best to get something for them now. That's how Joaquin Soria, the relief pitcher the Brewers got from the White Sox, and Mike Moustakas, the third baseman from Kansas City, they're both or upcoming free agents, and so those teams weren't doing well. And so, you know, you either get something for them or you lose on the free agency and get nothing. So that motivates a lot of the trading this time of year.
Now, I understand a lot of national outlets were looking at the Brewers saying, hey, they needed an ace starting pitcher, and I assume there's no team that doesn't want another good starting pitcher, but did you see this as a particular need for the Brewers that went unfulfilled this time?
Well, you have to look at the market, too. You know, there was no C.C. Sabathia out there this year like the Brewers got in 2008, the player that kind of lifted them to the postseason. You know, the Cubs traded for Cole Hamels, but he's an older pitcher making a lot of money who wasn't doing well in Texas. And then the pitchers that the Brewers, you know, talked about before the trade deadline on Tuesday, Tampa Bay's Chris Archer and Baltimore's Kevin Gausman, those are nice pitchers, and they're signed beyond this year. But, you know, are they aces? No one would say they're an ace. You know, they both had ERAs well over four. And so you just got to see what's out there, too. And they're, you know, once the Mets made it clear that they weren't going to trade Jacob deGrom or Noah Syndergaard, who probably are two of the best arms in the league, you know, then you have to decide what you're going to give up, too, Rob. I mean, everybody thinks the Pirates gave up a lot for Chris Archer. Were the Brewers willing to do that? Apparently not. You know, David Stearns, the Brewers general manager, did trade some of his prospects in this trading cycle. But remember, back to January, he traded a lot of their top prospects for Christian Yelich, who's been fantastic for them in the outfield. So you don't want to just wipe out your farm system, especially when you're a small market team like the Brewers who needs to depend on their farm system. They can't go and spend gobs of money like the Cubs and Dodgers can on free agents. So they're always going to have to develop players from within. And so David Stearns tried to strike a balance of what he was willing to give up and what he really needed to improve his team. And they ended up going more for offense. And the Brewers have had trouble scoring runs at times this year. And so now this should make them a little more potent. Although they've got to find, you know, there's only four infield positions, and they've got like six guys now to fill them. So on any given day, somebody's going to be sitting on the bench.
Talking to Tom Hodricourt, Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, about this week's trade deadline, the moves the Brewers made getting ready to make their push to take first place in their division. Yeah, let's talk about those infielders. You mentioned Mike Moustakas at third base. And then there's this Jonathan Schoop, a second baseman. Yeah, what do you do? They've got an excess of infielders now.
Yeah, and I think, you know, first base and shortstop are going to come into play, too, because some of these guys can play first, and Scope might be able to play a little short. So, you know, I think you're going to see Moustakas mostly at third base and Aguilar mostly at first base, but Shaw plays both of those positions as well, and they're playing him some at second base. Scope is mostly a second baseman, but I think you'll see him play some at short in place of Orlando Arcia. Not as good a hitter as Scope is. So you've got all these interchangeable parts. Too bad they're not in the America League where they have a DH. They could throw an extra bat in there every night. But you know, there's no such thing as having too many good players. And a lot of it, you'll see some of these guys are left-handed hitters. You know, Shaw and Moustakas are left-handed hitters. Scope's a right-handed hitter. Arcia is a right-handed hitter. Aguilar is a right-handed hitter. So he can do, Craig Counsell will be able to do a lot of lefty-righty matchups. That'll determine a lot about who starts. But, you know, David Stearns made a pretty telling comment after the Scope trade. He said, we're going to ask some guys to make some sacrifices. There's going to have to be a commitment to winning. And that means looking past your own nose for what's best for the team and accepting that you're not going to start every single game, that some nights you're going to start on the bench. But that doesn't mean you won't be in the game before the night's over. So there's that. You know, the better depth gives you a better bench.
Now, I think about some units in sports where you want chemistry. You want people who play together a lot, like an offensive line in football, or in football, a quarterback and their receivers. Is there such a thing as infield chemistry where you want a group of players who are on the field who really know each other and where they're going to be?
I think sometimes you want that at short and second because they combine on double plays a lot. But, you know, we're in an era of infield shifting now where, and the Brewers do it as much or more as any team, where they'll, with a right-handed pull hitter, they'll move everybody to the left side, and with a left-handed pull hitter, they'll move guys to the right side. And so the shortstop's not always playing on the left side of the bag. Sometimes the third baseman's over on the right side of the bag, too. So they move, and you'll notice with left-handed pull hitters, a lot of times there's a player playing in shallow right field, almost giving you two outfielders out there. So the game has changed so much as far as defensive positioning that we're muddled a little bit as to what a true second baseman and shortstop are, too. So we'll see how it works out. They may sacrifice some defense for this, but if they score more runs, they think it'll be better for the team. They have had trouble scoring runs at times this year, and pitching has carried the team. No one's going to deny that. So they're just trying to take some pressure off their pitching staff and score some more runs.
Let's talk about the pitching staff. Some injuries on the team. Any hopes of getting pitchers back into the rotation?
I think Zach Davies is getting closer. He's pitched so few games this year, I think less than 10 starts because he's been hurt so much. We forget he won 17 games last year, which was one of the top numbers in the league, and that he was a very consistent pitcher for them prior to this season. So if they get him back, that's going to make them one more deeper and with someone who has pitched successfully in the league, too. And then Jimmy Nelson, who hurt his shoulder very badly last September and had major surgery, they still hope he could maybe get back sometime in September. We're not sure if that's going to happen or not. If it did, that would give him a late boost on the mound. But it wouldn't surprise me if they don't find another way to pick up a pitcher if they need one. You can make trades after July 31st. The players just have to clear through waivers, so it's a little more complicated process and it's more difficult to do. But we'll see. You know, the Astros picked up Justin Verlander last year on August 31st, and he ended up being the difference in them winning the World Series. So it's never too late to add a difference maker.
Now, Tom, you've watched a lot of Brewers teams over the years. The Brewers are doing well this year. Are they a fun team to watch?
They are, and they're an interesting team to watch because they have so many interesting stories. You know, Jesus Aguilar, who we call Babe Aguilar, just kind of came out of nowhere, you know, and all of a sudden made the All-Star team and was in Home Run Derby. Yelich and Kane are very high-level players. They have fun, but they're also very good players, and they've really added some juice to the offense and to their outfield defense. And so that, yeah, and these guys have fun. If you see them in the dugout and in the clubhouse, you know, they're a tight-knit bunch. And I think they've added some more quality individuals, too, in Moustakas and Scope. So they do. They know how to have fun. They know how to draw the line and then make it business when it's time to play, too. So, but they're a very interesting team, a lot of interesting stories, and they certainly have given us lots to write about. They also make a lot of roster moves. Some of them have been necessitated by injuries this year, but they just kind of move guys on and off the roster to keep people fresh. And so we call it a good notebook team, Rob. They fill our notebooks up every day because they've got all these personnel moves going. So they definitely give us a lot to write about.
Well, Tom, thanks for sharing your notebook with us for today.
My pleasure, Rob. Anytime.
Tom Hodgecourt is a Brewers beat reporter for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. We talked with him about how the team is doing and about the various players the team picked up under the trade deadline earlier this week.